Oh, wow.
And then you walk up to the middle area where the swimming pool is, and you have units on each side with courtyards.
Mm-hmm.
And then go up again, there's one more level.
Mm-hmm.
With
wow.
A small courtyard up there where Shadow Mountain
mm-hmm.
Thunderbird comes
That's
down.
Right, because the street goes up.
Uh-huh.
Oh, yeah.
And yeah. I've been here almost 20 years now.
That's nice.
Mm-hmm. It is a nice place to live.
Of course, when they're not pounding away.
Yeah, that's right. But it's nice. It's well planned. We have a good deal of privacy from each other. And we usually don't hear noises.
Mm.
Ordinary noises we don't hear.
Otherwise, it's pretty quiet. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Right. We don't have many people that play their radios loud or have fights or anything like that.
Oh, that's good.
Not many children, because it was close to children until we passed the law that we can't discriminate.
Oh, uh-huh.
So we could have children, but there's not much for them here. Most of the people are older,
mm-hmm.
except the swimming pool.
Yeah. Now, what other kinds of houses do you find in El Paso?
That do I find? Do
yeah.
we find all
yeah.
of us?
Yeah,
here?
Yeah.
Well, we don't find many frame houses because it's against the law to build them now.
Yeah.
Fire damage for them because of the dryness. Mostly Spanish style, southwestern
mm-hmm.
style, wouldn't you say?
Mm-hmm.
Not a whole lot of brick, not very many brick homes, really true brick, you know, some brick face.
Yeah.
And especially on the east side in the older park. Around Memorial Park,
mm-hmm.
I think there were some brick homes and a few of the older areas. Mostly, they call it stucco, I guess.
Uh-huh.
Although we do have other styles, but they seem to stand out
mm-hmm.
and look a little different to us.
Mm-hmm. That house with the really thick walls, what kind of stuff?
Oh, the adobe homes,
mm-hmm.
yes.
Mm-hmm.
We don't can't build adobe homes anymore. Did you know that?
Well, I've asked different people, and I thought most people have said that, yeah, there was some law against it, but yet there's a guy in my neighborhood building one.
Is he?
And I just talked with Bill Tippin this morning, and he's over at Rogers and Belding, and he says, yes, you can build adobes.
Hmm. Maybe it has to be a certain kind of adobe.
Maybe, yeah.
When my sister and brother-in-law were building theirs, and that would be 30 some years ago. No, wait. He was born when we moved in. I have two boys. Anyway, 25 or 30 years ago, they live over here on Vista Del Rey, which is off Crown Point.
Mm-hmm.
You know where that is? And it was hard for them to get adobe bricks at that time, and they were told that pretty soon they wouldn't be able. No one would be able to build.
Mm.
So that's what I'm basing that on.
No, I'm sure it was true, at least at one point, because and somebody had told me that the adobes were not of good quality, that they were building, that they were falling down and didn't conform to building codes.
That probably has changed, and so that, then they
mm-hmm.
could change it, I guess. What was adobe then might be much better
mm-hmm.
quality now.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. How do people obtain privacy in residential areas? What is between the properties?
4 or 5 feet. A leeway? What's it called?
Well, the physical divider. We don't really have fences.
We have a lot of stone walls
mm-hmm.
in El Paso. That's
mm-hmm.
distinctive, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
yes, and many beautiful stone walls, especially if you go up into Coronado, because where you are, and on up in the Coronado Country Club, and then drive down toward, drive down to the streets below, and there's so many beautiful rock walls over there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
lots
yeah.
of rock walls. Well, we do have other kinds of walls, but mostly they're rock, aren't they?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And they're not all the native stone. I don't know where they get that beautiful red rock that they use.
Oh, I don't know either.
And some of the walls.